Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Just a few weeks ago, COVID-19 vaccination appointments in Southern California were hot tickets. Now, demand for the shots is dropping, and you don't even need an appointment at any vaccination sites run by the City of Los Angeles. So how do you get more people in line? We asked Paula Cannon, who is a professor of immunology at USC Keck School of Medicine. She says that incentives could work.
I feel like it's a great thing to do, and it's not an unusual thing to do. You know, we have incentives about all sorts of things, including health. You know, like with some healthcare plans, you'll get a discount if you can show that you exercise. So I think it's warranted, especially because the benefit is not just to the individual, but of course to the whole community.
In LA County, about 41% of people are fully vaccinated. If you're looking for a sign that California is recovering from the pandemic, here it is. The state may soon ease workplace rules on face masks and physical distancing. KPCC's health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
Next week, California's Workplace Safety Agency will consider proposed changes to the emergency coronavirus standards it adopted last fall. If it's passed, a mandate that requires most workers to maintain 6 feet of distance at all times would be lifted on August 1st. It would also permit fully vaccinated workers without COVID symptoms to forego masks both indoors and outdoors, but only as long as everyone else in the room is also fully vaccinated and doesn't have symptoms. Ending the outdoor mask mandate could happen even sooner. Governor Gavin Newsom said in a recent TV interview he envisions ending the outdoor mask mandate by June 15th, the state's target date for a full reopening. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
A new proposal from Governor Newsom aims to fund transitional kindergarten and behavioral health services for all California students. Currently, only children with birthdays in the fall are eligible for the transitional kindergarten program. The $20 billion package would also create college savings accounts for millions of low-income K-12 students.
Seeding it with $500 foster and homeless use, an additional $500. No state in American history has ever done anything like this at the scale we are committing to do it.
Newsom says students are more likely to go to college if they have even a small amount of savings. The governor pitched the education plan at an elementary school in Monterey County as part of a statewide tour promoting his economic recovery package. California is expecting a $76 billion budget surplus this year thanks to higher-than-expected income tax revenue. Republican candidate Kevin Faulkner wants to replace the governor in the recall election, and he was in Downey yesterday to propose what he calls the largest middle-class tax cut in California history. The former San Diego mayor says under his plan, residents making $50,000 or less a year would pay no state income taxes. Those who make more than that would pay only state taxes on the amount they earn above that threshold. Ellen DeGeneres says she is ending her daytime television talk show next year after more than 18 years and 4,000 episodes. KPCC's John Horn says yesterday's announcement follows months of bad press for the comedian.
In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Ellen said, I'm quoting her now, my whole being is about making people happy. And with a talk show, all I cared about was spreading kindness and compassion, and everything I stand for was being attacked, unquote. And that makes it sound like she was some sort of innocent bystander. The fact is, she presided over a show that has been accused of having a toxic work environment. And she likes to end her show by saying, be kind to one another. And I guess that holds as long as you don't work on The Ellen Show itself.
In August, three top producers on the show were let go after an internal review of the allegations. The Ohana Festival returns to Dana Point in September. Kings of Leon will kick off the weekend event. The festival's curator, Eddie Vedder, headlines the following night, and his band Pearl Jam caps it off. The official Ohana website says promoters will be in regular communication with local and public safety officials regarding COVID-19 guidelines. Low clouds continue. Beach highs will be in the upper 60s, farther inland upper 70s, coastal valleys mid-80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.